Settling into a posture for practice. Letting there be ease in the posture. Possibly taking three nice full breaths and feeling the release through the exhale. As a way to help us soften and open to the practice in ourselves. And then just letting the breath settle into its rhythm, its ever-changing rhythm. And let the attention gently rest on the breath. Letting the other experiences come and go around our anchor in the breathing. And then gently letting the awareness expand around the breathing to take in the body as a whole. As you feel ready. Bringing the attention back again and again to a sense of breath and body together whenever it wanders. Thank you. And with this sense of breath and body together, it's a nice stabilizing presence for ourselves. Let's engage in some gratitude practice, beginning with the breath itself, the breath of life that we all share, feeling the nourishing effects of the breath on the inhale, its releasing and soothing effects on the exhale, appreciating how the breath is nourishing every single cell of our bodies with what it needs. And on the exhale, releasing what it doesn't need. All on its own, the breath takes care of us. And having a sense of appreciation for the other parts of our bodies. For the body as a whole that carries us through our lives. If you get caught up in how the body doesn't work satisfactorily for you, just notice that and see if you can just let it be as old thoughts, familiar ones, and just let those thoughts be and come back to some sense of appreciation for the body. So appreciating our feet that carry us from place to place, allow us to walk, to sit, to run, to dance. Appreciating our legs, the knees and the hip joints. And the miracle of being a biped. And this being a biped frees up our arms and hands, having appreciation for our hands that allow us to do so many things, use tools, take care of ourselves, feed ourselves, take care of our loved ones, shake hands with a friend. Caress the brow of a sick child. And our hands that allow us to take care of all the activities of daily life, cooking and cleaning and driving, writing, feeling the hands, sensing them, and having a measure of appreciation for them. And appreciating too the arms, the elbows, the shoulder joints. Flexible yet strong. Making all these capabilities possible. Allowing us to reach out and embrace one another. Sensing the arms and the hands and having a measure of appreciation for them, a sense of thanks. And as we keep going through this practice, you may find it helpful as I point out things to say thank you, thank you. And feeling now our bottoms, our buttocks and genitals and bladder and the whole pelvic region, so often disparaged, and yet allowing us to sit, to procreate, to make love, to purify the blood through the kidneys and the bladder. And then letting the awareness move up the spine, this marvelous set of vertebrae that gives strength and flexibility and allows us to be upright. Feeling all along the length of the spine and the back. Sensing to the abdomen and being aware of all the various organs contained there. The stomach and intestines, the liver, all helping us metabolize our food, taking food from being other to being parts of us. Pancreas, producing insulin, helping us get the energy of the sugar into our cells, into the cells so that they can work. And the often forgotten spleen, part of our immune system, keeping us healthy, making cells for the blood. And then coming up into the chest. Again, aware of breathing, the oxygenation of the blood, keeping us alive. And then the heart picking up that oxygen and pumping it to all the cells of the body. The ribs generously enclosing the incredibly delicate lungs and the very crucial heart. And great vessels and nerves. appreciating our necks that carry the spine with its nerves, the great vessels from the heart. The esophagus, our windpipe, and holding up our heads. And then coming to the head, appreciating our brains, the master computer of the whole show. Feeling our lips and teeth and tongue and appreciating taste. And how we can nourish ourselves, get what we need. And aware of the nose, so crucial for our sense of taste as we smell the different scents, the freshness of the air, the smell of autumn. Sensing the ears and appreciating the miraculous gift of hearing. Hearing one another's voices, music, the sound of the wind, the rain. Appreciating, of course, our eyes that we're so dependent upon, most of us, the gift of sight, the depth perception, the colors, to see the autumn landscape, an autumn moon, the faces of our loved ones. And taking our sense of appreciation outward now to other beings, to loved ones. So, at your own pace, holding a loved one in mind, friend, family member, having an appreciation for their bodies, for their minds, for their hearts. At any point in the practice, if it helps you, you can place a hand over the heart area. Sometimes as we focus on loved ones, we have some mixed feelings, so the warmth of the hand may help. Include as many people as you can in your circle of thanksgiving. Hold them in mind with a breath or two, a sense of appreciation, of thanks, and include include those who are no longer with us, dear pets, parents who have gone, grandparents, anyone that you hold dear in your heart. With some individuals, you may be aware of a particular gift you've received. Or it may just be you're thankful that this being is in your life. And as you feel ready and able, let your circle of thanksgiving start to include people you barely know. Maybe it's some people here today or others who come here, but you don't really know them. Neutral people, and yet they turn up. Or the letter carrier, or the barista, the storekeeper, the bus driver, the neighbor. Bank teller. And just the many folks and their pets in your neighborhood. That you have a neighborhood. Community. And let that sense of thanksgiving widen further as it makes sense to you. Sense of thankfulness for this city, or outwards to the province, the country, for pretty good civil government, despite what we may complain about. So much more that goes right here then goes wrong in terms of services and safety and dialogue and actual care. And let your interest spread wider outwards to the rest of the planet, to the other peoples of the planet, and their rich contributions to our lives in this most multicultural city, I think, in the world. And then let your interest spread wider to include all the different creatures of the world. The ones you may know more intimately, like pets, or that inhabit your backyard, the birds, the raccoons, squirrels, the deer skunks. Each of these beings has a role to play. Appreciating the other mammals of the planet. The color of all the different birds, maybe a few in particular that you have a fond affection for or fascination with. The fish of the sea, of the lakes, the rivers. And appreciating too the kind of creeping and crawling things and the buzzing things, without which we would have no food. The earthworms that till the soil, the bees, and their like. That pollinate all the different pollinators who are actually quite threatened. And we can even appreciate the whole microbial world. Our bodies are vessels for the microbial world. They keep us in balance. In our mouths, our noses, all through our intestines, on our skin. It's all a delicate balance. Having some thanks for this web of life, of interbeing, as Thich Nhat Hanh calls it. And just noticing how this practice is sitting with you, feeling your body, feeling your breath, the heart area. And taking these last few moments to offer thanks to anyone, anything that I undoubtedly omitted that's important to you. So as we finish up, I am remembering to now remember the whole plant world, source of our food, protection, shelters, shade from the sun, and all the waters of the earth. The minerals that supply us with so many substances for our tools, our homes, our shelters. And opening, if you will, to that huge globe of the earth. Perhaps using that image from space of the blue planet. And as it makes sense to you, outwards to the sun, the moon, the stars, and all that is. opening to the beauty and the wonder of this life.